Reluctant to break the silence. Just make yourselves comfortable. Welcome. Thank you so much, Gonga. It's just the sweetest way to start. I think nobody's new. I can't see any new names. So welcome, and you know what to do. Be comfortable. And when you are, allow your eyes to close. And this is just a continuation of the quality that we share when Ganga sings. Except now it's a silent song. But the sharing has not ceased. We're sharing silence. Sweet silence. And feel that the sweetness is permeating your experience moment by moment. The shrine is sweet silence, and everything that arises moment by moment is anointed by that quality. Effortlessly. And what is anointed or permeated by the sweetness itself doesn't need to be sweet. It's like a baby being baptized, and sometimes the baby is screaming, crying. So allow your experience moment by moment, the thoughts, the feelings, the bodily sensations, the whatever is arising, it's offered to be anointed by sweetness or, shall we say, love? Include everything, every breath, every little micro experience. Go fetch those experiences that are staying hidden in the shadow of your now, the ones that tend to not feel welcomed. And you don't have to really do it or do anything. You just gently make sure everything's included. And then at some point, maybe be open to the possibility that this field of sweetness is closer than close to you. It's not at a distance from you. There's not you and the field of openness, of sweet openness. There's just you as this field. Don't manufacture anything, just be open to the possibility. We manufacture something, it's just going to be an object in our experience. Don't do anything, just see where the words land. There's a lot of beliefs that will contest this possibility. Even though we know that it's true, there will be beliefs saying, no, I am the body. I am this person, this limit, this tension. I am my experience. I am what I can feel, touch, think. And there's a kind of truth to that. We are that too. We are that too. Since every experience is arising out of this field of openness. Surely it's made out of it somehow, just like the clouds are condensations of the sky, the sound of this voice, the sensation of the hands, the thoughts coming and going surely are intimately connected with this field of openness. But it's not the full truth. A thought comes and goes. The sound of this voice comes and goes. A cloud comes and goes. And in that sense, its identity is fleeting, temporal. And, you know, that's beautiful. But there's this other identity, this other I am that we know because we are it. We know it. We are it. To be and to know are in this case the same. And the way it ripples through our experiences as openness, longing, sweetness, peace. Freedom. Fresh. It ripples through fresh. Like the new morning. When we are in nature early in the morning and we feel the breeze and the birds are singing and the air on our skin, there's something fresh straight out of the invisible source. It carries the perfume of the I am. Feel your body, let your body recognize in its own tactile way that it comes out of the field of openness. This means just to welcome your body fresh, like a morning, like a new morning, a new landscape. And feel beyond the body, beyond the sensations and feelings of the body, beyond the bird's song and the air on the skin and the landscapes of sensations beyond and all around and permeating, feel the quality of openness, borderlessness, or be open to it. To be open to it allows for a resonance with it. And how, you might ask, can I be open to it? What is it that is open to it? And the answer is, I don't know. But I could say, feel the palms of your hands, feel your heart, feel your belly. Feel how receptive and naturally those areas of the body open, and let the palms of your hands feel the openness, let the heart relax . Let your breath be soft. Let your face feel a yes. Your eyes, your forehead, your lips. Let your taste relax. Let your ears relax and welcome the sound of this voice. So how do I do it is I allow everything that I experience as my body to feel itself as openness. Even those places that are to begin with felt as density, for example, maybe the shoulders or the jaw. Don't change anything, you can't. Let them be maybe screaming sensations, but let them be undefended, surrender to the openness, and then they resonate with it. The place in your feelings that is held, that is closed. Negative, so-called. Don't change it. Let it be. Offer it. Or rather, let it offer itself, this layer, this feeling. Something happens then when something that seems to be closed offers itself as it is, naked, true, to the openness all around. It's like an embrace, I think. I hope my words can point to that. And if they don't, let them point to that anyway, somehow. Maybe they don't to begin with. And then they do. Feeling the body again. Let's feel the body in relationship to the earth, to the space, to its surrounding. And let's see if we can allow that relationship of body and earth, body and chair, body and air, body and texture of clothes, body and sound of Ellen's voice, the relationship to be open. Taste first the place where the body meets the contact, the support. And one way for openness to be opened to would be to relax the weight, to surrender the weight of the legs, of the hips, of the thighs, of the knees, of the calves, of the ankles, of the feet, of the toes, the bones, the muscles. The sits bones. But those words pave the way for a sensation, which is more fluid, I want to say, and less mechanical. Just feel the weight of the whole lower body surrendered to gravity for no reason. Other than for the love of openness. And feel the same with the arms. Surrender the weight of the arms from the shoulders or from wherever the arms seem to originate. Because they're not arms now. We don't know what they are. But they are something. And there is holding there. Holding in what we call the shoulders or the elbows or the fingers. And don't undo anything, but allow the arms to respond to gravity, to respond to the air all around, to say yes, yes, yes. Yes to the space, yes to the temperature, yes to gravity. And if there's a no, curled up in the shoulders or in the hips or in the knees, give it a bit of space, a bit of time. Screaming baby. Remember, I don't live in the body. I am the field of sweet openness surrounding every experience, giving rise to every experience. So the body is just swimming in this borderlessness. And everything else, by the way. Feel your breath. Dipping your nostrils in the invisible place from where breath arises. Capturing it without pulling it in. No pushing of the out breath. Why? No pulling in of the in breath. Because there's nobody there to do that, you see. There is no breather. Practice that. Right now. And don't worry if the breather, the pseudo breather, opposes this practice and says, yes, there is a breather, and let me prove it to you. And here it is, in the tension I feel in the belly, and the contraction in the nostrils, and the. Okay. You just let that opposition fully reveal itself. Like a mother completely allows her fretful child in the knowledge she knows better. She knows better. She knows the child will relax eventually, fall asleep. Same here with the breather. With the feeling of being a breather. Allow it fully, like a mother. No agenda. The mother is busy enjoying herself as mother. She doesn't even need to do mother. She is mother. We don't need to do anything with our experience. Feel your head, your face. Give permission to all the sensations of the face to come to life. The mask, the eyes, the forehead, the temples, the cheeks, the nostrils, the nose, the chin, the mouth, the lips, the ears. Feel the face is not a mask, it's a cacophony, it's like an anthill full of movement and buzzing with movement, swarming with movement, alive. I don't live in the head, I don't live in the face. It's the other way around. don't need to direct my attention to the face, to the head. It just appears in me alongside the sound of Ellen's voice. And yes, there's a habit of tension. Yes, there's a habit of feeling located in the face. And it doesn't go away. And it doesn't need to. But I can listen deeply. Under the habit of tension, there's life. Just a little crust, a little armoring under the body of memory, there is life, teeming, movement. And all around there's peace. And slowly let's bring movement into this exploration. Slowly first, tracing a circle with your torso. The whole torso is one unit moving around the edge of a bowl. Your hands can be on one hand on each knee if you're sitting cross-legged. And you're just tracing a smooth, slow circle with the torso. And then once the circle is established, just really feel, I'm not doing this. I am the openness in which the circle arises. And it's not a circle, it's a ripple. And it's slow and it's even. Now the other side of the circle. I bet there's a bit of going too fast, a bit of a doer there, a bit of a mover. Slow down. Slow down and then take your stand as the openness. Yes, and then slowly let the torso come back to stillness. Make sure the legs are sinking into the earth. Feel the lower arms leaving the lap. Very sensual. The wrists completely relaxed. Empty the wrists so the hands are dropping down towards the floor. Feel your elbows heavy. Feel your shoulders, top of the head to the ceiling. Push a little bit the top of the head. So that you can touch the ceiling, caress the ceiling. And then don't push anymore, but let the torso remain free-floating in kind of an elongated way, an effortless elongation. And then slowly let the shoulders float up. And this is the first time, no memory of this. Tasting little micro sensations, they're like liquid nectar, tasting. The tasting is the yes saying in this case. Slowly the shoulders, but they're not shoulders, something moving down. But it's not even moving down. We don't know what it's doing, but it's doing it and I'm tasting it. Slow. Back of the neck. Kissing the space behind. Welcome the tension if there is. It's okay. Caress it with your openness. Now feel the elbows moving out into the space right and left. And then trace little circles with the tips of your elbow. Tiny circles. Nothing else moving. And you slowly let the circle become a spiral, a growing spiral, slow. I don't live in the body. Now bigger circles, big circles. Not just the elbows, but the shoulders. The breath, maybe an inhale as a circle moves up, and an exhale with a down circle. Yes, and then now gently let it reverse, big first, and then you're going to slowly spiral the circle to a smaller circle. Take your time. No mechanics. Yes, welcome the layers, and slowly the arms come back. Very slow. Because they're not coming back, they're dissolving. It's the disappearing act of the hands and arms. Feel when they touch the lap or the earth, let them continue to dissolve. Yes, and now let the spine round itself. Collapse the spine as if you were feeding the back body to the space behind. And if you're sitting on the ground, let your legs extend in front. And your spine is curved, your lumbar, middle, upper back, shoulders, belly, breath. Letting go of whatever is held in your tummy. Let it breathe freely. Let it swell with the in-breath. Let it relax with the out-breath. No rush, no reason. Feel the back of the legs if they're extended along the floor. Texture, temperature. Can I surrender the whole length of the left leg, the thigh, back of the knee, the calf, the ankle, the heel? Let it kiss the earth. Let the earth penetrate it. Feel the sole of the left foot. Little puppy dog comes up to the sole of the left foot, warm tongue on the heel. On the sole, the arch, on the toes, a warm puppy tongue between the toes, and a little baby cat, a little kitten coming up. Feel the tongue of the little kitten on your heels, your soles, left foot between your toes. The little kitten is gone. Just feel the whole length of the left leg. Alive. Let it taste the openness all around this left leg. And now feel the difference with the right leg. Just from this tiny little playful exploration, feel now the right leg. Offer it to the earth. The earth is alive. Feel the back of the thigh, the back of the knee, calf, ankle, heel. Texture, temperature of the earth. They're interrelating. Effortlessly and out of joy, not out of exercise, yoga exercise, non-dual yoga. No, 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 no. Let it happen. Because it's what nature does. And feel the little puppy dog tasting your right foot, tongue warm, wet, sensual, on your heel, on your soul. I don't know how you call that place at the top of your soul where the tongues, where the toes originate. But there it's licking, and in between the toes, and the little kittens coming and nudging the puppy away. Yes. Feel your right leg. Slowly let the spine elongate from the pubic bone. Like a flame rising out of nowhere, the whole torso elongating. Belly, the chest, the throat, kissing the space in front. Feel a cushion of air in front of the torso and rest your torso on it. Big, warm cushion of air, and slowly the cushion of air is deflating. Very, very slow. Carrying the torso down. Don't round the spine. Keep the spine elongated, and the cushion of air stops deflating as soon as the mover comes into the equation. No mover. Pausing the deflating of the cushion. Breath free. Surrendering the legs, surrendering the arms, the face, the body. Tell the body, we are playing, we are exercising our we're helping you exercise your right to be free of weight, to be free of holding, to be free of the separate one. Slowly feel the cushion of air inflating again. So there's nothing to do. It pushes the torso back to vertical. You just witness it. No doing. No right, no wrong. And now the cushion of air is up against the body in the back. Feel the cushion of air, lower back, middle back, upper back, even the head. Big cushion of air, buoyant, soft, and slowly deflates. Don't live in the body. Feel how your abdominals might come into action effortlessly. But not the shoulders, not the jaw, not the hips. I think by now the cushion of air is not deflating anymore. Feel the whole posture. Let it expand in all directions. Yes, now slowly the cushion of air pushing the torso back up. Yes, and welcome the layers that are protesting in the hips, wherever. Welcome them. They're not a proof that you have to stop. Quite the opposite. And they're teaching us how to face layers in life without psychologizing immediately. The opposition is just innocent sensation, feeling. Doesn't need to refer to a separate self. Can refer directly to the openness. Oh, and here comes the cushion of air to the right. Deflating. What's happening with the left shoulder? With the left hip? Can it stay married to the ground? I think it's time to stop the deflation of the cushion. Feel the global situation. the mind is feeling a bit left out, so it's gonna generate some stuff. And it's so good to witness that, to see how that's happening all the time in our daily life, the filler of the mind. But it's just thoughts, little birds. You don't have to listen. Now slowly pushing, torso being pushed up by the cushion of air. And directly another cushion of air on the left side, deflating. The whole right side of the body is not really moving away from the earth, from gravity. Long inhale, long out breath. Yes, beautiful. And the torso comes back. Very gently, we're going to come to standing. Go very slow and let every movement that brings you up to standing be as empty as possible of the mover. How is that going to happen? Explore. Doesn't mean there can't be some contact of hands and feet with earth, but how can it be something other than a pushing and a fighting? Yes, beautiful. Feel there are lots of cushions of air kind of facilitating and helping the body come to this standing posture. That your feet can be hip width apart, comfortable. And a pause. And feel the sweetness of Ganga's voice when she was chanting her devotional song. And offer your body this new landscape is also a song of sorts, and let it be offered to the openness. Let it sing out into the shrine. Feel the arms, hands, let the hands move into the space in front. Long fingers. Your knees can be a little bent. Rest your arms on the invisible table. Feel your palms. Feel your soles. Palms with the air, soles with the earth. Can it be friendly? Open, carving the space right and left, the arms open, right and left, long. Open your palms to face the center, and then they float up. Not the shoulders. They're flying, your arms. There's nobody doing it. Long arms, long fingertips, pushing, touching with your fingertips the ceiling. Feel the ceiling. The ceiling is touching the fingertips. Armpits wide open, undefended armpits. Let them beam a light into the space in front. Turn the palms to face one another. And slowly feel that energy, ball of energy between the palms. Push and pull, or rather feel the ball of energy attracting and pushing the palms. Slowly, until at some point the palms come together The fingers clasp, the index up to the ceiling, the thumbs pointing back. And then let the verticality of the body find its own full expression. The chin, where does it want to be? The back of the neck. The shoulders empty. Welcome the heat and even the tension, it's okay. And then slowly the torso turning towards the left. No psychology, even in the presence of intensity. But intensity, yes. Yes to intensity. Slowly the torso to the right. Don't do it. There's a form of protest that is just pure psychology, just the no saying to what is. And sometimes there's a good reason to say no to what is for a while, because it's difficult. But in this case, there's nothing difficult about the situation, unless there's a real physical reason not to do this. It's just intensity. Long inhale, long exhale, yes, coming back with the torso. And then the arms open, slowly, arcing back down. Take your time. On the way down, the arms trace little circles from the shoulders. Making friends with the shoulders. There's so much tension there that we don't like, so we superimpose more tension. Yes. All the way down, arms disappearing. Where do they go? We know where they go. They go back into me. Slowly nod the chin towards the torso. And then keep rounding the spine from the upper spine. Dipping the head into the space in front. Let the arms hang loose. And then pause. Just pause, kind of your one third of the way down. Pause. Breathe. And then keep going a little bit more, melting the body down, rounding the spine. You might want to feel a cushion of air under the torso. Pause. Feel that the torso is resting on the cushion, so it's effortless. The feet are relaxing into the earth. And then again, deflate the cushion. The torso comes down further. This time it goes as far as it wants, maybe all the way down to the floor with the hands. Maybe you want to rest the torso on your thighs by bending the knees. Long inhale, long exhale. And then very gently feel the cushion again inflating. Carrying the torso back up. Don't be in the body. Be in the openness. It gives more freedom to the body to be alive and free, yes, and slowly. Verticality, whatever that means. How does it want to be? Top of the head, breath, feet. Slowly weight moving towards the right side. And then very slowly moving weight to the left side, as if pouring the substance of the left side of the body into the earth. Yeah. And now slowly let movement take the body from the feet. Maybe the feet move further apart. Just see what happens as movement begins to, like currents beginning, currents of movement beginning to filter into to the body through the feet, through the knees, through the thighs, the hips, the pelvis, the belly, and then wherever the currents of movement appear, movement appears. There's no knowledge. Make sure the currents are allowed at every little nook and cranny of the body. But then, that's it. Nothing else to do. Surrender the body to this intelligence. Or we could say, let the body become this intelligence through movement. Maybe that's more accurate. Movement as intelligence. Absolutely no right or wrong. Here is a moment where feelings, emotions, I mean, become intelligence in motion. Not for the mind, though. Pure energy. See what that means. Trust the shapes that the hands make in relationship to feelings that are inside the body somehow, that are invisible. Make visible the invisible through movement. Gentle. Unless there's a big wave of energy that's not gentle, in which case completely allow it. Make sure the space is your friend, or the body's friend, or whoever's friend. The whole space. Don't forget that I am borderless. And that therefore my experience can carry a flavor of that borderlessness. Feel the earth and the space and the body have a way together of creating rhythms. Feel your hair, feel your skin, your lips, your pelvis, your sexual area. Everything that creates in us through a miracle, this sensuality and tactility, let it fully come to expression now. The sounds, if they want to come. Make sure your belly is free. Feel the body as if it has been chanting with Ganga for an hour now, and it's been prepared for wild devotion. And even if it's not pretty what is being moved, it's still devotional. Everything is devotional. So if there's something shadowy and dark that is coming, let it come. Let it be the prayer of the moment. Let this life surge through the body, or as the body. Yes, trusting. It could be such an innocent need of the body to shake, to stamp, to stomp, to stretch. Or it could be something more mysterious that arises, an energetic. It doesn't matter. Yeah, beautiful. Slowly, gently, send the message somehow. We're going to wrap it up. Dance, movement, intelligence, but we're not leaving the realm of openness. Just gently let the movement slow down, subside. Melting your way back to sitting, take your time. Let yourself take a few deep breaths and sigh. That's what I'm doing, so I'm just inviting you. You don't have to do it, but if it feels good. And then just allow the breath to be smooth and free, but maybe elongate the breath a little bit. You might want to breathe in for 5 counts. A pause and then out breath for 5 counts just to begin with. And then you can let the counting go and just stay with an elongated breath. Long in breath. Pause for as long as feels effortless. And then long out breath. Pause. Those who know Ujjayi breath, you can apply the filter in the throat. discovering each breath fresh, so you're not doing it, you're not pulling the in-breath in. Even though we are manipulating the breath, but still have the feeling that that's not the case, that it's effortless. Long exhale, but no pushing. A pause. And here's the next surge of breath. Pause. No reason to do this. I am the open, borderless field. After the next exhale, don't manipulate the breath anymore. Just let the breath be free. Listen out for the breather, for the separate breather, just see what it is that creates the feeling of being a breather. Very gently, you just observe your experience. And feel the sensations that create that belief. They're just sensations. Little sensations in the throat or in the belly or in the face that constellate the belief, I am the breather. I need to do the breathing to anticipate and control it. I am the body. Just fall in love with observing what layers of sensation create the belief I am the body. It's like a little game that you conduct, but it's a devotional game. Because after all, you're the one that created this illusion. There's no danger in any of this. It's not a dangerous game, not even a game that needs to stop, but it's good to remind ourselves that it's a game, that it's not true. I am not the body ultimately. I am not the breather. Feel especially those sensations that feel so convincing. Yes, I am the body. The raw feelings, you know, and the belly, the anxiety that we call anxiety or fear, which feels so intimate and habitual and me. Spend a bit of time there, spend as much time as you need with that feeling, that me feeling, to really, really establish that it's not you, because It doesn't mean that feelings are not allowed or indicate something about you out there in life. I'm not suggesting that all feelings are just habits of separation, because there is a reality to each one of us. And there are moments of anxiety and fear and contraction and sadness and anger and the whole range of human emotions. But the feelings we're pointing at now are the ones that have become habit and are under the radar, are not even connected to a circumstance. They're just conditioning, operating under the radar. Okay, enough talk. Just abiding. In our presence, as our presence. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes I feel I talk too much, so please give me the feedback. You should feel free to unmute and say, "Shut up, Ellen." I can't help it. Hi, everyone.
It's perfect, Ellen. Thank you.
I'm not fishing for reassurance.
And no, I don't mean that.
No, it just, you know what it is? It's because we're not sharing the space. It's hot. When we are in the same space, it's obvious. It's much more palpable, but I'm just on my own here. So I just follow my own natural. So I wanted to, we have a few minutes and feel free to leave, but Patricia had emailed me. Are you still there, Pat?
I'm here. Yeah.
Thank you. Hi. She emailed a question, which was a long question. I said maybe I would spend a few minutes trying to talk about it with you, Pat. And we've got a few minutes, and we feel free to stay or not. I don't, because usually we don't chat after these meditations. But so, Pat, shall I kind of, do you remember what your question was?
And I do, because it kind of comes alive every time.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was actually answered today, because it's, it has to do really with, I was wondering what the origins of what we do here is, the Kashmirian yoga. I was wondering, because it coming here has kind of made me connections. And it's from an experience of
I know.
Yeah, I don't know whether, you know, it's an experience. So an opening, something.
Well, I remember in your email, you talked about how you've, in your life, all for a long, long time, you've had moments of what you don't really know what to call, but you call it kundalini or spontaneous movement that you've recognized to be a form of intelligence.
Yes.
But at certain periods when you were asking your non-dual teacher, which it wasn't always met with a recognition.
Yes.
Often you were directed more towards the knowing of your of awareness.
Yeah.
And this form of, you could say, whatever intelligence wasn't acknowledged necessarily in the tradition that in your...
Yes, that's it.
But you've drawn connections with some experiences you had in shamanic explorations and you wonder about it.
Yes, that's it. And there aren't many places you can actually discuss it. So here seems to be a good place. And it's basically, you did it. I mean, you did it today. It's just basically after I had an experience that happened in the body, which actually turned out afterwards was, looking back at it, it was like a kundalini awakening. And then it left me with a doorway into bliss, or it left me with bliss all the time, or it left me with peace. But there was, I also had to clear out a lot of understanding and stuff. So the non-dual teacher really helped with the understanding and stuff. So it really helped to clear all of that. But it's just really about trusting my own intelligence and trusting this, what can seem wild or what somebody looking from an outside might see as wild, but is actually in fact very natural and very harmonizing and very healing.
Yes, but it's a fine. It's true that it requires a kind of discipline to come to understand this, and yet you cannot discipline it or master it, or the mastery of it doesn't come in the form of reining it in because it demands a surrendering, right? Yeah. But yet, there is a discipline to it, which you just named, which was that you had to clear out.
Yeah.
Well, you had to deepen your understanding, because it would be easy to fall in love with such experiences and then to kind of take them
for the
thing that needs to be chased up. And of course it comes and goes, this beautiful intelligence, like the intelligence of the mind. We're not always like in, you know, with amazing insights, so it's the same with this. It's and so it sounds like you've understood everything, Patricia, and what you want is validation. And in terms of the vocabulary, I think we need to surrender to not having a vocabulary other than the one that arises in the moment, and not saying this is kundalini and this is, at least that's my sense, because then otherwise we have to then associate ourselves with a tradition which may not resonate, you know. And I think this intelligence has to remain in a way wild, and yet very profoundly recognized. And even it comes up, I think, mudras and spontaneous movements. Observe them in different
states,
we would observe that they are the same, you know. We would observe patterns, and so we can talk about it, which we're doing, but the mind always would like, you know, he would like to know, is this the Kashmir tradition? And is this, not that I think that that's your case, Pat, but I mean, definitely in the Kashmir tradition, there's an understanding that the body is made out of awareness. And anyway, I don't even want to.
I suppose what's really lovely, like, it's emptiness dancing, you know. It's
beautiful.
And actually, it's exactly that space, that sweet, loving space that Ganga, you know, you're talking about. It's that, and then out of that, the movement comes.
Yes.
And it's the same, because I used to be a massage therapist, so, and I did a lot of Tai Chi, so, and it's actually now looking back, I can see that the Tai Chi, the real Tai Chi, the Tao, is actually
absolutely
the opening, you know, where you wait for the movement to
those forms arose out of movement, but then there was a deep listening where they probably were able to to pick out patterns that would come back that were really transparent and had and were connected to meridians. And so there was a deep insight and also knowledge of the of the body's anatomy, spiritual anatomy, you could say. So we get such insights when we are moving freely and we drop in and let or drop away. We often find some movements that we know are healing or some ways of touching the body, etc. Anyway, we could talk about it more. And I, you know, if others today, I need to actually go because I, but it's lovely that you brought it up, Pat. And it's not to be treated lightly, this topic. Also, there's something about the feminine that's connected to this. Not to say that men don't explore, but it's very much a realm. Well, I don't even know exactly what I would need to say what I mean by that, and I don't have time, but maybe next time. Perfect. Anybody want to say something quickly, or please do. And if this conversation is of interest, we can resume it another time.
If I may quickly jump in, I also appreciated deeply this experience because I lately been, as soon as I try to, when I meditate, for example, there used to be a doer who was doing a meditation, and it took this doer want to be all the time on charge. And when he was not in charge, like sometimes even in a day life activity, when I touch my hands or for the grab a cup of coffee or something, I have noticed that the body was stretching, and in a way in the middle the doer jumped and said, no, let me do this. So I need to kind of overcome the belief that there needs to be somebody who do the job.
Yes.
And now with this movement, like also today or last week, it's so beautifully to watch it that, let's say, the moving the hands and hand it's moving without doer.
Yes, yes. I'm glad.
So lovely.
Yeah. Well, it's a long-term exploration. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Maria.
Thank you, Ellen.
But Maria
thank
Rosa
you, Maria. Ganga.
Bye, Vivian. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ganga.
Thanks, Ganga.
So lovely to have you, Ganga.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Femke and Carlo. Bye, Hilka.
Bye-bye.
Sweetheart.